Assalamu alaikum, peace be with you, and welcome to Islam and Life with me, Tariq Ramadan, broadcasting from London. In today's show, we ask the question, should there be more regulations on halal meat suppliers?
Anger quickly spread across Britain when traces of horse meat were found in Tesco Value burgers. A week or so later, an investigation was carried out on halal products suspected of containing horse meat. Instead, the food distributing company 3663 was shocked to find pork DNA in halal meat products being supplied to prisons.
The products in question are from one particular food manufacturer, McColgan Quality Foods Limited, and have not been distributed to any other customer. All halal products from this manufacturer have been withdrawn.
McColgan Quality Foods has been named as the supplier for this meat, even though it's said to be approved for the preparation of halal products. This week's Islam and Life asks, should there be more regulations on halal meat suppliers?
Anytime we speak about halal meat, we are facing controversies and problems. First, because many people are asking, are we sure about the quality of meat? And we heard about horse, about sometimes mixing pork with other substance and things that are not clear in the whole procedure in anything which has to do with halal. Add to this that it's a big business, and because it's a big business and industrial quantity are requested, we don't know exactly who is doing what, when, what are the right regulations. And we also are facing in Europe, in the Muslim majority countries, in the States, regulations and pressure coming from transnational corporation, from the people who are eating, the perception of Muslims, and sometimes the unclear positioning coming from the fuqaha, the Muslim jurist, about what is halal and in which way we have to deal with some of these issues. So these are questions that are critical. And beyond the fact that we are dealing with a very big business and talking about millions of dollars and pounds and money when it comes to the business, we have to deal with this and ask ourselves, do we need more regulations, and in which way we can make the market more transparent? And to answer all these questions, I'm joined by Mas'oud Khawaja, the president of the Halal Food Authority. Thank you so much for being with us today. Let me start with this, because you have been involved in this for years now. You know not only the market, you also know the Muslim communities, and you are dealing with Muslim scholars and jurists and fuqaha on this. Do you think today, before coming to the regulation that might be needed for the Muslim community, do you have now something that could be a clear understanding in our time dealing with the industrial production of what is halal meat for Muslims today?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Let me start first about this particular incident which was just shown on the clip. See, the irony of that thing is this, that the DNA was checked at the distribution section. We would have liked the DNA check should be done at the processing plant, because between the processing plant and the distribution, anything could have happened. Because the processing plant, if we can
meaning
say,
mixing the meat or yeah.
In a processing plant where those pies was made. Those pies were made. So Halal Food Authority had checked the ingredients according to the contract, had checked the processing plant, auditors have checked everything in there. So as far as the manufacture and the process of the pies was concerned, it was according to the standard which is laid by Halal Food Authority and contractually should have been observed by the processor. Now what happened between the processor and the distributor is the question. Until today, we have not heard from the Ministry of Justice or from anywhere else to say who did that testing, where is the test report, were the people who were doing the testing capable of doing the testing for DNA check or not. But someone somewhere had released the very thing that they found pork meat in it. Hmm. It's not the pork meat, it's the pork DNA. Hmm. Pork DNA is a contamination of some kind. Hmm. So I think what we got to be very clear that the viewer should understand, the Muslim should understand, that all the procedures were under the contract. And when you talk about regulation, Halal Food Authority, which has been working since the launch date of 1994, alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah, not only observed the Islamic regulation, we observed the EU regulation.
So let me just, because this is something which is an important question. In this case, for example, you are saying that on your part, you did what you had to do. So there is something that could be missing in the whole process dealing with the authority or the British authority, for example, and the way they are dealing with the issue. So before coming to this, because in fact, all this is revealing something that is, as you know, when we talk about halal meat, it's always a controversial issue. So I just want to clarify the picture. On your side, you have been involved, as you said, you mentioned 94, dealing with this. Would you say that today, for the Muslims living in the West or in Muslim majority countries, because we also have questions in Malaysia or question in the Middle East or in Africa, people are asking what is the halal meat we are talking about, and especially in the light of the current, you know, the huge production that is needed for the people. Would you say that now, from where you are dealing with this issue, you have a clear picture of what we call halal meat?
Alhamdulillah, the definition of halal meat is there. Halal meat is defined, and this is why Halal Food Authority in 1999 had suggested the regulation here as well, to say that the slaughtering would only be done in an EU slaughterhouse, slaughtering would be done in front of the veterinary surgeon, slaughtering would be done by a licensed Muslim slaughterman, because we know in the Islamic dietary law what ziba means in this permissible animal, so that the meat becomes wholesome, pure and fit for human consumption. We know that, but what I am saying is this: at this stage, the ingredients were right, the processing was right. What happened in between, that has to be proven to us before Halal Food Authority's name was going to be dragged into the very thing. And why did someone said it is the pig meat being fed to people? Have we ever known any Muslim giving pig meat to anybody else or eating himself or herself? Because that is the question. You see, the definition of halal here in Halal Food Authority, we are satisfied, alhamdulillah, although it's a voluntary body, we have made sure it does happen. As far as pork is concerned, may I say one thing more? Please let me finish. When we started Kentucky Fried Chicken to have their outlet certified for halal, I had to negotiate for 2.5 years with them to say that wherever the halal sign would go on their outlet, there would not be any pork or pork kind material at all. So we are aware of this, that we cannot, and I'm very proud to say, is the first time ever it has happened in Europe that the halal outlet does not have any pork in it. And we are much more to be made aware, we have to say this to people, is this, that when pork comes into it, you know, the question is asked, why Muslims don't eat pork? You know, the non-Muslim do ask, because majority of the food processors here, majority of slaughterhouses, majority of the farmers here are non-Muslim. So they ask this question. So I had about 6 years ago coined a phrase, and phrase is that for Muslim, pork is like allergy. If someone has nut allergy, you don't ask them, why do you have nut allergy? So we are very much aware of this, and it goes in our standard. And also when new applications do come to us for halal authentication, we say to them, do you have pork in your premises? If they say we have pork in our premises, we say we can't work with you.
But if we come to the discussion now, because it's not only when it comes to halal meat, it comes to meat in general in the West, and many questions are coming. Now, it is said that sometimes it could, you know, we can find things that are, as to the procedures from an Islamic perspective, some are saying it's not really controlled because it's done in a formal way, but it's not really a truly halal. Second is the production itself, the way the animals are treated is not Islamic because there is a lack of respect towards the animal life. Third, it's that sometimes in the second stage of the procedure, when we have, you know, we can find other meat like horse, and people were saying, what is this? Is this really checked? So the question is, the whole philosophy is questioned, and then the regulations are questioned. So as to the philosophy, are you now, because the way you are talking and responding to me, it's as if you think now that we are reaching the right understanding and the right way of dealing with the Islamic philosophy when it comes to meat. Would you say this today?
Well, first of all, Mr. Ramadan, let me tell you one thing. That the horse meat, whatever incident has happened, has nothing to do with halal trade at all. It has not gone into halal food at all. I mean, I've just asked a question before I came here. Is halal, is horse meat halal or not? Horse meat is halal for us because it is something which had to be...
It could be.
The reason it is frowned upon is this is the animal which had been used for many things before. So that's why it is not. Yeah. But as far as the incident is concerned, in whatever thing it is at the moment, in lasagna and burger, it doesn't concern halal trade at all. What the question is here, that in this incident where a pork DNA was found, this is where the jigsaw puzzle is.
I got your point. I'm talking now about the whole philosophy. Would you say today that as someone, a Muslim, who is working within that field, the whole philosophy, the Islamic principles are respected today when it comes to the way we treat the animals, the way we slaughter them, and the way we are dealing with the production? Are we meeting the requirements?
It's just like in anything else. In Islamic theories, Mr. Ramadan, you know we've got reams of books. When it comes to practical life, we do not have that kind of etiquette. And why we don't have that etiquette, as I mentioned to you earlier, that here in UK I found, and we know the research is correct, that up to 80 to 85, even 90% halal procurers and producers of meat, poultry, and foodstuffs are non-Muslim. That's why Halal Food Authority has divided the standard, has divided a contract, has divided audits, has divided food technologists in there. This is what we have. We have auditors there as
this
well.
Is what you have been doing
of
since
course, that's
94.
What we've been doing since 94. I mean, who had heard in the sense of halal food to have food technologists? I mean, only in December last, I delivered a lecture in Middle East on cloning of animal and its effect on halal foods. Now, when we talk about the standard of animal welfare, this is the reason that Halal Food Authority, when we work with people, we have two different things to look at. One is the Islamic criteria and dietary rule, which is under contract. And the second thing which we look at is the hygiene in the premises. We look at HACCP, hazard analysis, a critical control point. We look food safety. We look labeling. We look transportation. And most of all, what we want to look at is this, that is that really conforming to both of these things, including the animal welfare?
This is what animal you are welfare, checking. Your organization
course,
is checking the
of
whole
course,
thing.
Yeah. Of course. Because the Islamic criteria, we have got a standard for it. And if you like, I can pass on the standard to you. And it's a good read, actually. It's a quite thick book.
So on this, you would say we have improved a great deal about how do we deal with the regulation and the whole procedure from A to Z.
This is Alhamdulillah.
So my second question now is, as you know, within the community, there is a great deal of mistrust about who is really doing halal and who is just playing with words just to make money. Do you think today that we need more regulations to avoid revealing, you know, situations as the two situations where we're talking about, even though we might discuss the details, but it's revealing that there is something that we can improve. So do we need more regulations? And if yes, which kind of regulations
sure.
do we need now?
More than that, I think what we need is sitting down on a round table, the people who actually would say that Halal Food Authority either is doing right or not right. There are other organizations who actually are now saying boycott Halal Food Authority because they have been feeding pork. As I mentioned to you earlier, wallahi, it is one of those things, it's libelous. But Halal Food Authority is not going to take any legal action against them, simply because what I have been inviting people, come and sit on the right table. You see, the problem with us is not only for the food, it's for everything else as well. Because we have divided ourselves into maslaks. You know, when people say that we are doing everything like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, my question to them is, and I give you the question there, did he eat chicken? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My question is that, when they say we do everything even today as it should be done, I have been saying for the last about 9 years that there are 11,500 restaurants in UK which depict halal signs on them. It's not our research and statistics. Mintel is saying that up to 85% of those restaurants actually either have alcohol in there or they have corkage system. I've been saying to our ulemas and challenging them that ask these people, those who are owners of these places, perhaps they do not understand the perfect criteria of Islamic thing, say to them, please don't have this, because if you go to a vegetarian restaurant,
you can have both.
You don't ask for a meat dish. So if you go to halal restaurant, why would you be asking any drink? Right? So say to these people, look, we don't want any donation to mosque from you because your kasab is not halal. We don't think that you should be going to Hajj and Umrah as well because your kasab is not halal. But who is doing that? Because what happens is that in the end it comes back on Halal Food Authority, especially on Masood Khawaja, that you are wrong. No, okay. I am not wrong.
Let me just ask you. You are trying to get an authority, meaning to regulate the whole process. Now, if I want, as a consumer, an ordinary Muslim consumer, I want to eat halal, who should I trust and where should I go? Because at the end of the day, the question is, it seems to be a very big business with lots of money, but as to the ethical ground, how do we deal with this? Which would be the advice for the consumers?
My answer to that to you is this, that if it is business, it is true. Simply for the traders, it's business, not for Halal Food Authority.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the market itself.
Do actually
think that you are making money.
Perceive that idea simply because we are working with corporate companies. As I mentioned to you just now about the Kentucky Fried Chicken itself, right? This is something what we have to do, that I mean, if we had overlooked it, then we would not have negotiated for 2.5 years not to have pork in their outlets. If we had, you see, the thing is, Halal Food Authority has always been saying that in conjunction with the Islamic criteria of ziba, of halal, of Islamic dietary rules, please adopt signs as well.
Now, but are you asking for more regulations yourself? For example, the British government or the ministry that is in charge of this?
No, we would not be asking the British government, simply because we can't ask them what time we have to do Asr. Because we have to tell them this is the time we have to do Asr. We have to tell them this is the Islamic criteria, so their laws for hygiene and everything have to be molded around
it. So you don't need
it.
More regulations?
We don't need more regulations.
You don't need?
No. Okay. Because alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah, there are other scholars in here as well, and we have a board of ulama as well. You see, problem becomes when an organization comes up and it says what we are doing is right. Halal Food Authority is not only local organization or regional organization. We are an organization which is working on the international scene. We work in cooperation with New Zealand, Australia, Thailand, Brazil, and even nearer home with Holland and places like that. So they have got ulemas. They have got,
You have ulama in all these
that's
places?
Right. Yeah. That's right, halal authentication bodies. They have ulemas. Even in South Africa, mashallah, we do. And as I mentioned to you, that we were invited in January to deliver a paper in Middle East. And our authenticated meat and poultry and food stuff is going right, not only in the Middle East, but he's going up to Borneo.
But once again, with all what is happening and what we saw now, I'm just a simple, average, ordinary Muslim. I want to eat halal. I hear all these stories about, people making money and the meat is not good, the animals are mistreated. Where should I go and what can I get this right halal meat?
So what we should be doing is this.
As a consumer.
I do not want to sing my own song here and say that Halal Food Authority. Yes, Halal Food Authority, I would say to you as a Muslim, alhamdulillah, for the last 19 years what we have done is, alhamdulillah, is something which we can say and face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we did it right. We have got those standards, and people can see those standards, and also we have done a lot of consultations on there. You know, today we talk about...
But what would you say, for example, to someone telling you, the Halal Food Authority, you don't really care because it's not within the scope of your work about the way animals are treated before? What would you answer?
You know the Islamic circle.
People making any kind of statement,
they should check first.
Okay.
Have they checked with us?
I'm asking the question.
Have they checked with us first? Yeah. Right? They haven't checked with us. They're making statements.
Yeah.
Right? So this is why we are saying that, as I said earlier, that today is the pork meat. They could not find anything in there because there were people at one time, those who say standing should not be done and machine slaughtering should not be done. I mean, there's the same people who have now mellowed on standing, and the only bone of contention is left is the machine slaughter. But you see, the problem is that science has to be done. What is the Quranic way of doing zibah? That is to say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you cannot have maitata, you cannot have daman masfuhan, you cannot have lahm khinzir, you cannot have anything on which Allah's name has not been pronounced. Now khinzir, leave on one side, maitata. Now maitata is something that the decision is made not by Halal Food Authority, but after looking at animal by the veterinary surgeon. Because we live in Europe. I've been visiting the Muslim countries, including Egypt and Pakistan and places like that. Wallahi, there is no animal welfare there. Right? Wallahi, there is no animal. There is more animal welfare here for halal purposes than in our own Islamic countries. So what we are trying to look at is Damman Masfuhan. Daman masfuhan is something that has to be taken out. So what you can do is this, that we have done all these three things, so you have to choose Halal Food Authority label and logo food.
Okay, thank you so much. I think that this discussion is still very important, and we open few channels for discussion, because the first thing that you were saying is that things are improving, and I think that this is a very important understanding that with the Muslim presence in the West, it might be still things to be discussed in Muslim-majority countries, but as to the regulations, things are improving. We still have lots of questions, and in order for the average Muslims to get answers, what you said, which is important, is check the facts first instead of spreading around rumors. This is a very important point, because this is the responsibility of everyone. At the same time, with the right questions to try to come to a bigger, a comprehensive understanding of all the dimensions of the halal meat and the halal food that is necessary for our time. Well, that's all we have time for. Please let us know your thoughts and views on any of the shows you have seen. And here is the way to contact us.
Islam and Life welcomes your opinion. So please send us your suggestions as well as criticism on any of the shows you have seen or you would like to see. You can do all this by emailing us at islamandlife@presstv.co.uk. You can also be part of our online platform by joining our Facebook page, Islam and Life on Press TV, where you can share your thoughts with other Islam and Life fans, engage with debate, and view past shows.
Finally, I would like to thank my guest, Masoud Khawaja. Thank you so much for your presence with us today. And I hope to see you next week, inshallah.